When you are asked, what can I get you to drink? What do you say?
I say, I have seltzer with lemon. That's my favorite.
Love it.
Nothing fancy. But actually, I'm a little fancy. I like
In a wine
specific
glass.
in a wine glass. I do like it in a wine
Yeah.
glass with in a stem or, the little low balls,
Yeah.
with the round. I hate when they bring me like a soda glass with a straw in it. I'm like, no.
Yeah, like a plastic thing. I'm
Yeah.
like, I'm not seven,
No,
yo.
exactly. I don't need a kitty cup.
Yeah, exactly. I do ask for in a glass, please, because during your sobriety, what new belief, behavior, or habit has greatly improved your life?
When I think of people now, instead of just thinking of them, I'll pick up the phone, I'll call them, or I'll text them.
Oh.
So I try to do that. If I think of somebody, I like to, oh, instead, I used to say, oh, I should call them. Oh, I should get them a card. Oh, it's their birthday. And then not do it and not follow through. So now it's as soon as somebody pops in my head, even no matter how busy I am with work, I'll grab my phone, just be just thinking of you, or just say, hi, how are you? Or I'll pick up the phone and leave a message. Nobody leaves messages anymore, but I do.
Oh, that's sweet. I do like calling. I do not listen to voicemail. I will say that.
Nobody does.
But what is the ripple effect of that action from you? Like, have you seen that manifest something?
It's just being more present in my life. It's just from, it's kind of selfish, I guess. But I think, people, like when I do call, they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. It's just, and then they'll make a phone call. Oh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to do that. So that's always a good feeling. And then I'll get phone calls every randomly. Just thinking of you. Which is nice.
Yeah.
It does come back.
Yeah. It
So it
cultivates
does
that
cultivate.
easy. We don't have to have a serious conversation. We can just say hey and chat for 2 minutes and
Exactly. It doesn't always
yeah.
have to be for a purpose either.
Oh, yeah.
So some people call you and you're like, what do they want?
In the last 5 years, what have you become better at saying no to? And do you have any suggestions about how to say no politely or with grace?
No, I think you just have to be, no is a full sentence. So, I've said no to, in the past, I wanted to be included, right? And I still want to be included. And like I said, invite me, and then it's my choice to say no. And I just feel like that with everything. I haven't really, and there hasn't really been that many specific things, but I know, my husband will want to go watch football on Sundays in a bar. And that used to be our thing. And I say no. And I just say no. And now he doesn't really ask me anymore. I just say, you go do your thing and I do my thing. And in the past, I feel very insecure about it. Like, oh, I can't let him go to a bar by himself, that. And now I'm so confident in our relationship and in myself. I don't need to be standing in a bar watching a football game. If we're going to go have lunch, maybe I would do it. But not to stand at a bar and be like rah rah, football games that I don't care
I know.
about. In the big scheme of things, I don't really
I
care.
know. I used to
I
think I cared
don't
about
care.
football. I do not
I
care.
don't care either.
I do not care about football. I'm the same way. Like, it used to be our thing. Like, I used to pride myself, being like, not like I'm one of the guys, but like I get along with all
Yes.
my husband's
Yes.
buddies because like I'm down to hang out all Sunday. And then I realized it was because like, what do? We drink
It's
all
all
Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Yeah. And now I had a transition phase too, where I was just like, oh, I'll go for a little bit. And then I only went while I to have lunch, and then I left, and now I don't go anymore
Right,
because
it's
it's
not worth
okay.
it.
He can have his thing. I have my things.
Have
We do
fun.
other things together.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
When you have a thought about alcohol, I love this because it's definitely not as common for me anymore, but I certainly do sometimes just have that, like, that looks nice thought. So I
Yep.
want to normalize that, right? I don't want that to necessarily be something we have to fear. Like, can it just be normal,
I think
right?
so.
What do you do if a thought like that comes up?
What do I do? I mean, I'll have the thought. There are times once in a while I'll be watching a show. I'll be watching something and they'll be like, ooh, they'll come out with a Cosmo. And I remember that was one of my many drinks that I liked, especially during COVID. And then I just go in my head kind of and run the tape and think of, okay, me having a Cosmo equals me driving drunk. And that's all I need to do with my daughter in the car. Like that's just not a good feeling, and I'm hoping, when I'm older, when my daughter does have kids, and I'm a grandma, they'll never see me drunk. and I not, won't be driving drunk with them in the car. So I have to take it there. I have to go dark.
Go to like your most extreme
Because
health
otherwise I
example.
could talk myself into like, am I really one?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can just have one. That doesn't take you anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's basically, what is one of our friends, he'll say, smash it.
Yeah.
Smash it. I
Smash
smash it.
that
I
thought.
smash that thought.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to do. You know, I can't go down that like, ooh, it'll be so nice. Let's go sit. It's not, I love you too.
When you are asked, why don't you drink? What do you say?
I guess it depends on the situation. You know, some people I just say I don't like to drink, you know, or I don't drink anymore. If they don't know me, I'm like, I'm allergic. You know, I'll just say I'm allergic. Now you
Yeah,
can't
so you
drink.
get it. Like, depending on the audience, it's
Depending
like,
on the
I
audience.
just don't drink.
You know, and then if, you know, sometimes it will come up that
Yeah.
I'm an alcoholic and I will tell them, depending on the audience, if, you know, they might need, you know, a little like the seed might need to be planted, you know, like a little seed. You know, I have a very good friend who, you know, she's, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. The seed has been planted.
You tell you're more open with certain
Yeah, I mean,
people.
I'm open if they really press
Yeah.
and they really ask. Because, you know, in the big scheme of things, nobody ever asks why people, when they have an allergy to peanuts, why don't you eat peanuts? Or why don't you eat mayonnaise? I don't like it. I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
And I can say the same, you know, and
Yeah.
sometimes I do. Again, it depends on, you know, if I'm at work events, it does come up. And they're European. And they just don't get it. You know, if I'm toasting with my seltzer, they're like, oh no, you can't toast with seltzer. I'm like, yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. And I am. So it's interesting. And they'll ask why. I'm like, I don't like it. You know, it doesn't agree with me anymore.
Yeah.
So this answers depending. You have to know the recipient, know
Yeah.
your audience. You know, and it's like anything. Like you really need to know your audience. Is this, do these people need to hear my story? I don't think so.